Very good. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Everybody feeling good this morning? Praise the Lord. Good, good. Well, I wanted to have an opportunity to talk to you today about today. Not today. What's today? The 30th? Today the 30th? Not January 30th, 2011, but about the idea, the concept that we call today. Today is the present, the now. It's right now. It's today. It's as opposed to yesterday, right? Or tomorrow, okay? We're talking about today as a concept. And that's what we're going to talk about just briefly today. So the scripture says, Jesus, a God in the Old Testament, talks to his people. God talks to his people. And when you read this scripture, right here, this scripture, it says, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse today. Okay? So that scripture was written, I don't know how many years ago, right? 4,000 years ago? Say 4,000, maybe 5,000 years ago by Moses. Okay? But when you read that, it says, I am setting before you today. Okay? Not 4,000 years ago when he wrote it, but today, this very day. When you woke up this morning, we came here, we read that. That scripture is talking about today. Okay? When you wake up tomorrow, that scripture is not going to say, I set before you a blessing yesterday. It's going to say today. It's always going to say today. God sets before you today, each day. He sets before us life and death, blessing and cursing. He hasn't set it out there for you to get tomorrow, okay? He hasn't set it out there, it wasn't out there yesterday and you missed it, okay? The blessing that he has laid before you, blessing and cursing, is for this very day, today. When you wake up, that scripture is going to read the same thing, so it'll be for today. That'll be tomorrow. That it'll be for that day as well. And that's what we're going to talk about, okay? Talk about today. How important today is to God. Let me tell you a little story I was at to help you get the picture of what I'm talking about. When I was back in Texas, this was a while back, I used to go eat at a restaurant. It's called Joe's Crab Shack. You know about Joe's Crab Shack? Just so people know. Are there still one? Is there still one around here? There's one in here. Huh? You got the t-shirt?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. Yeah, they got the t-shirts. The tie-dye t-shirts. Joe's Crab Shack. Eat at Joe's. Okay, so I used to like Joe's. I haven't been at Joe's in years, but I used to like to go to Joe's Crab Shack. And I pulled up to Joe's, me and my buddies, as a teenager. This was 20 years ago. So I pull up to Joe's and I say, and we see a sign painted on the side of the building, and it says, free crabs tomorrow. And I was like, all right, that's awesome. I'm going to come back tomorrow. Give me some free crabs. He's going to do it. So I go get all my buddies and we're going to get free crabs. And then tomorrow we're going to Joe's and get free crabs. So we show up and we go in and we say, hey, we're here for the free crabs. It's awesome. And the manager, he looks at me and goes, well, we don't have free crabs here today. And I said, I read the sign out there. He said, what's that sign say? I said, well, it says free crabs tomorrow. He's like, right, so come back tomorrow. So we came back the next day, same thing. So we did that about 2 weeks, and it finally sunk in. He's not going to give me free crabs. So the free crabs were for tomorrow, okay? Well, tomorrow is never going to get here, okay? Tomorrow is never going to get here. Tomorrow is always tomorrow. Today is today, okay? And God says that he has set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. Not for tomorrow. It's not come back tomorrow and I'll give you life. Or it's not we had life yesterday. It's today is your day. Right now is your moment. I want you to focus on today. That's the message. That's the message that God has for us. Today is the day. Think for a moment about how much of our time is spent and how we spend a lot of our time dwelling and thinking on our past, and how we spend a lot of our time focused on our future. Okay? So we think about our past. There's two ways that I thought of that when we focus on our past. One, we focus on our past and say, why were the old days better? Why were the old days better? It used to be so much better, you know, than this today. It was so much better those years ago. Well, I guess for a lot of you guys, it wasn't a whole lot of years to go. But it used to be better. Now things are tough. Things are different. And I wish it were like the old days. And we sit and we think a lot about how things were better. Or we can think about the past and we can say, my past was a disaster. And it was horrible. And I was I made so many mistakes. Not only that, but I had people around me that made mistakes that hurt me. People did things that hurt me. And there are folks that dwell in the past, that live in the past. Right? You wish you were back there because the old days were better. These days are so terrible. Or you live in the past and you think your past controls you because some bad circumstances, some bad choices you made, or some bad choices that someone else made are impacting you now. And it's robbing you of today. Robbing you of the importance of your day today. It's stealing today away from you. Because you're living in the past. And can I tell you that the past no longer exists? Okay? That yesterday does not exist anymore. Like, that's not a reality anymore. Reality is now. You have right now to deal with, to live with. Right now is the gift that you have. And the past no longer exists as a reality. It can't be changed. It's not out there to go to. You can't get a time machine and go there. It doesn't exist. Tomorrow doesn't exist. It hasn't happened yet. Okay? I was watching Kung Fu Panda yesterday. Have you ever seen Kung Fu Panda? I had already decided to preach this. Okay? I already said the priestess, and I was watching Kung Fu Panda yesterday, and the old wise master turtle, he says to the panda, he says, I don't even know if I can say it exactly, but he says, the past is history, and the future is a mystery, and today is a gift, and that's why they called it the present. I'm using that tomorrow. I'm say it tomorrow. So the past is history. It doesn't exist. And the future is a mystery. It doesn't exist. The Bible tells us. You don't know. You can't do the first thing with tomorrow. I'm not there yet. I'm still talking about yesterday. But the past is history. It's gone. Don't live there. Okay? Now, I'm not saying we're not supposed to think about the past or the future, because there are things that we're supposed to think about, okay, before you go. Jesus' death, for example, the death of Jesus Christ is in the past, and that is a very much an important event that has an impact on us today, okay? What I'm talking about is your lifespan. I'm not talking about all of history. I'm not talking about you going into history class, this year and saying, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take this subject. Anything like that. I'm talking about your life. What you're doing in your life. We can't be people who sit and are consumed by our past. We have to be people who make choices today. Who live in this day. Who are obedient today. Who strive for the blessing today. Because today, there's blessing and curses for you to receive. In light of your obedience to the commands of God. It is today. Okay? So don't live in the past. Don't let it consume you or control you. As a matter of fact, Ecclesiastes 7:10 says, do not say, why is it that the former days were better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask about this. That's straight up Bible. Don't sit around and say, why were the old days better? So, we're not supposed to be consumed by our past or defeated by our past, controlled by the past. But we're also not supposed to be consumed by the future. This can also be a problem for us. I think we both do both, right? I've done both. We're not supposed to be consumed by our future. We're not supposed to be a group of people here that are sitting and thinking, oh man, what am I going to do tomorrow? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? I'm afraid. There's two ways to think about the future. One, people think about the future. This is especially for me. I think about the future. I think, how am I going to set myself up so that what am I going to do? My future can be successful. What am I going to be when I grow up so that my future is successful? And we sit and we spend a lot of time not focusing on today, but focusing on our future. We're worried about obeying in the future. Maybe once I have arrived, once I've come to a certain spot or a certain position, then I will be everything that I need to be in the future. And one day I'm going to be that. One day I'm going to be the person that I want to be. One day I'm going to be somebody else. We're not supposed to live that way. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you are to be obedient. What are you going to do today? Today is your day. Another way we think about the future is that we dread and we're afraid of the future. We're scared of it. We're worried about it. What are we going to do? How am I going to pay my next bill? What job am I going to have? And we're scared and worried about the future. In Matthew 6, chapter 6, starting verse 30, it says, "If God clothes the grass of the field, will He not much more clothe you? Do not worry about the future, saying, 'What will we eat?' or 'What will we drink?' or 'What will we wear for clothing?' For the people who are lost and don't know the Lord God, they eagerly seek for those things. But your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom, His righteousness today, and all those things will be taken care of by God tomorrow." And we'll paraphrase. We plan ahead and we spend a lot of our time and our moments dreaming about what we will do or what we will be someday. We'll be faithful today and don't be anxious about tomorrow. You know, the best thing you can do for tomorrow, to take care of tomorrow, is to be obedient today. Think about this. I think about this all the time. I think about, oh man, I got a test coming. Oh, my test is coming in March. I got a test in March. Oh man, I got a test coming in March. And I'm worried about my test in March. That's in March. You know what? If I would just do what I'm supposed to do today, I'll be ready for my test in March, right? Instead of sitting around thinking, oh, wringing my hands, oh, what am I going to do about the future? What am I going to worry about the future? You know what? Why don't you just do what you're supposed to do today? I was sitting outside one day and I was worried about my future. And thinking about, you know, what am I going to be? How can I excel? How can I be promoted in my job? How can I get something, become something that I'm not right now? Thinking about what I need to be instead of what I was doing right now. I wasn't at all focused on my task at hand. And the Lord brought a picture to me about David. You know, David in the Old Testament was a shepherd boy that became the king of Israel. He was a shepherd boy that became the king. And I pictured, the Lord brought this picture in my head. And it was of David standing outside on his balcony at the castle when he's king and he's an old man. And he's king and he's standing outside and he's looking up at the stars. And he remembers, when he's looking at those stars, he remembers what it was like to be a shepherd out in the field. To be a little boy, a little shepherd out in the field. And he says to himself, well, I really miss those days when I was a shepherd. You know? I really miss being a shepherd and being out in the field. And there I was, dreaming about being the king one day. How can I not be the shepherd anymore? How can I be the king? And then I got this picture of the king saying, boy, I sure wish I could be a shepherd again. You know why? Because being the king comes with a lot of headaches. Being the one who makes all the decisions comes with a weighty crown, a lot of troubles. So the idea is, listen, don't dream about what you will be tomorrow and becoming the king of the world and making all the decisions. Don't be so anxious to become the decision maker and the ruler. Why don't you be the very best shepherd that you can be today? Why don't you be faithful with where the Lord is giving you right now? That's the impression I get whenever I think of Joseph in the Code of Many Fellows. Remember Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, and through all these trying circumstances, God brought him and made him the most prominent man in Egypt. And that's what I think. I don't think Joseph, when he was down and out and in prison, when he was a servant in Potiphar's house, or when he was in a well or sold into slavery, I don't think he was ever thinking, man, I wonder how I can become a king one day. I wonder how I can be in charge of everything. He was being faithful right then and there, that very day. That's what he was doing. He wasn't planning. He was being faithful to God and clinging to God that very day. We need to be people who are obedient today, who pursue the blessings and the cursing that God has placed in front of us today. Not to worry about tomorrow, but to focus on today. In 2 Corinthians, it says this. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. Paul writes, and he's quoting a scripture in the Old Testament. Listen, Paul is quoting a scripture in the Old Testament. And this is what he says. This scripture that Paul is quoting was written thousands of years ago. Thousands of years ago. But it says this. At the acceptable time, I listened to you. This is God. At the acceptable time, I listened to you. And on the day of salvation, I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Today. That scripture was written thousands of years ago, and Paul was quoting it saying, today is your day of salvation. You know, a lot of times we think of salvation as a past event, right? We think of salvation as something that happened to me. When were you saved? There's a question you ask, right? You can ask me that. When were you saved? Well, listen, salvation is for every day of your life. You didn't get saved back in 1993 in the summer. You need saved to be saved today. Salvation is not about just being delivered from the wrath that's to come. Salvation is a relationship, a living and active relationship with the person of Jesus Christ. Are you walking in salvation today? In other words, are you walking in a living and active relationship with Jesus Christ today? Not did you walk an aisle, or did you sign some card, or did you pray a prayer a long time ago, yesterday? It's not, did you pray a prayer yesterday? Salvation is not praying a prayer yesterday. Salvation is a living relationship today. Did you talk to God today? Have you pursued the blessing that He's laid before you today? Today is the day of salvation. When you read that scripture in the morning, when you wake up and read that scripture that says, it'll still say the same thing. It'll still say, now, today is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. Today is your day of salvation. We need to walk in that. We need to walk in salvation today. It is not a one-time event. I don't know where you were yesterday, what road you were on yesterday. You might have been on a road leading to some pretty bad places. But you don't have to stay on that road today. You know? I don't know, maybe the road you were on was a road that was full of bitterness and anger and unforgiveness and resentment. You might be on a road of being argumentative and being always in arguments and in strife. You may have been on that road yesterday, but you don't have to walk that road today. You may have been on a road where you were lost. You really didn't know what direction you were going. You didn't know your location. You didn't know your destination. You don't know what direction to go. But you don't have to walk on that road today. You can walk on a road that is found. Jesus can give us our location. He can give us our destination. He can give you your direction. That's not what it's talking about there, huh? Jesus can let you know today. He can guide you today. You don't have to walk in that defeat and that death that was yesterday. You can walk in newness of life, for today is a day of salvation. Think of the two criminals on each side of Jesus. The two criminals on each side of Jesus, right? That guy, the Bible doesn't say otherwise. There were two criminals. Jesus was being crucified, and there were two criminals being crucified next to him. Murderers, thieves. And one of them, that very day, cursed Jesus Christ. And the other one asked for forgiveness. He said, Jesus, will you remember me in paradise? And that very day was the day of salvation for him. It didn't matter what he had done in his past. His whole history, did not matter. What mattered is what he did with Jesus right then and there on that day, in that moment. That's what mattered for eternity for that man on that cross. It matters what you do today. It matters what you do today. Now look at this. This is what Joshua says. Joshua 24:15. He says, "Choose for yourself today whom you will serve. As for me and my house, today, right now, in this moment, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." So, I just encourage you to embrace each day that God has given you as a gift and to pursue obedience on that day. Don't live in the past. Don't fret about the future. Be the very best that you can be right now. Obey right now. Alright? So let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, Jesus, we thank you for today. Thank you that you have set before us today blessings and cursings. And that each day, your mercies are new every morning. Thank you that we don't have to dwell in the past. We don't have to fret about the future. I just need to focus right now on my task at hand like a servant. You are the master, King Jesus. We will let you focus on the future. You are the master who has the plan. We will do what we are supposed to do right now. And we do ask, Father, and we pray to you and lift up our hands to you and pray to you to receive your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, to help us to be obedient today, to receive the blessing that you lay before us today. Help us, God. Help us, Christ, to forget our past like you have forgotten our past. Help us to be confident in the future because you're in control. Help us to be obedient today, now, in this moment. If there's someone, Father, in this room that hasn't received salvation, is not walking in salvation today, pray that you would call them out of their past and that you would call them into salvation today. And they would call out to you. And we thank you for all your blessings towards us, Father. Jesus, we thank you. And we pray to you and say yes to you, God. Amen.